USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A woman who worked on President Trump's 2016 campaign alleges in a new lawsuit that he kissed her without her consent. Alva Johnson told the Washington Post that Trump grabbed her hand and leaned in to kiss her as he exited an RV outside of one of the rallies down in Tampa, Florida. Johnson says she turned her head as Trump leaned in and the alleged kiss landed on the side of her mouth. The White House calls the accusation absurd. President Trump is set to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. The meetings will take place on Wednesday and Thursday, and President Trump, before leaving, had a rather optimistic tone regarding the trip.
Can we talk about something that, frankly, he never spoke to anybody about, but we're speaking loud, and I think we can have a very good summit.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is facing two misdemeanors for soliciting a prostitute and faces up to 1 year in prison and a fine. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Vice President Mike Pence was speaking in Colombia, where he had a message for Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido.
We are with you 100%. We stand with you in America, along with all the nations gathered here today. And we will keep standing with you until democracy and your libertad are restored.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says there's a lot more evidence to emerge in the case against Jussie Smollett. The actor has been charged with filing a false police report after allegedly staging a homophobic and racist attack. Johnson also tells ABC's Good Morning America.
The city of Chicago has its issues. The Chicago Police Department has its issues with racism and excessive force and all of that. And I'm acutely aware of that. Mm-hmm. But we didn't earn this particular incident. And I just refuse to let us have to take that shot if I have evidence to the contrary.
The actor has been charged with filing a false police.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
The House will likely vote on a resolution to block President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois just got back from his National Guard duty on the border, and he says,
"Look, I support the emergency declaration because when I went out there, there's a lot of immigration issues. We saw a lot of groups coming across the border illegally, but we saw a lot of drugs. We saw a lot of human trafficking. I've seen it. By the way, I've done 3 prior border deployments, all under President Obama. Okay, so it was never controversial under President Obama." With President Trump, we went down there. One of my crews, 70 pounds of meth on their very first mission they pulled. I found a woman that was hunkered down in the desert that was abandoned by her coyotes, the drug cartel that would bring her over and abandon them at any sign of trouble.
Kinzinger also breaks a little bit of news.
I found out when I was leaving the border in Tucson that the governor of Wisconsin, and this is going to make news because he hasn't even announced it because I don't think he has the courage to do it because I don't think Wisconsin would support it. The governor of Wisconsin, I heard from the Tucson sector, has pulled all his guard troops now out of the Tucson sector. And I'm curious about something. I'm curious if the governor of Wisconsin ever bothered to go down and see what his men and women were doing in the border to support Border Patrol and to protect the Wisconsin community. Because when I was there, he never showed up. He never showed up, and he would have seen the drugs that we took off the street.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.